morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church on this Father's Day. If you're visiting with us for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what is effectiveness of God's grace? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, our brother Wayne Pitts will be bringing the message from the scriptures. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the book of Psalms, and we'll be reading Psalms 98 through 103 this Wednesday. And if you're unable to attend that Wednesday evening prayer service, you might consider listening to it live on the internet at bbcmh.org. You're aware that on Sunday morning, there's Sunday school, and also here in the church auditorium, there is a Bible study at 10 o'clock. And some people have expressed a desire to have a CD for that Bible study. And so if you're interested in that, please see Pastor Tomlinson, or you can send him an email requesting the CD of your choice. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 5. Stand up and bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 39, This is My Father's World.
And good morning once again to all you fathers. God bless you. You know, seeing out here in the back tables here, we have our little secret sister thing, and I just was thinking right away, it's like, you know, you ladies, you guys, you all have had your special day last month, and this is the gentleman's special day today. And I was thinking, wow, you know, I've brought this up to a couple of the gentlemen, it's like, you know, what if we had secret brothers, you know, what would that be like? That'd actually be very expensive, you know, we'd probably be getting each other chainsaws and knives and fishing rods, but nonetheless, so we thank you very much, fathers, for your devotion to your families, and we just appreciate each and every one of you. Once again, that song is 39, This is My Father's World. Trod this earth, it is good to know that the battle has finally been won. Amen. Now go ahead and please turn your hymnals to 525, A Christian Home. know, some of you guys, I see some of you, and I know the wheels were turning when I mentioned that Secret Brothers thing, so I don't think we're going to go with it, but nice try anyway. Now, go ahead and please stand and turn your hymnals to 522. And since it's such a short song, we're going to go with verses 1, 3, and 4.
My brother, thank you for being here on Father's Day. We men feel very happy about it. And I got my presents about 3 days ago from my granddaughter, the daughter of my daughter. And boy, what a big present. I was dreaming for this coffee special that you put the thing and push the button and this. And I have a lot of green tea, you know, and I can mix it over there. Oh, boy. I'm so glad that she humbled herself and honored me. What a joyous family, don't we? What a joy this. Let's pray together. Lord, be with us today as we gather here to worship you. Enable us to bring all that we are to you so that we might experience your touch upon all aspects of our life. On this special Father's Day, let us praise those fathers who have striven to balance the demands of work, marriage, and children with an honest awareness of both joy and sacrifice. Let us praise those fathers who, lacking a good model for a father, have worked to become a good father. Let us praise those fathers who, by their own account, were not always there for their children, but who continue to offer those children, now grown, their love and support. Let us pray for those fathers who have been wounded by the neglect and hostility of their children. Let us praise those fathers who, despite divorce, have remained in their children's lives. Let us praise those fathers whose children are adopted and whose love and support has offered healing. Let us praise those men who have no children but cherish the next generation as if they were their own. Let us praise those fathers who have died but live in our memory and whose love continues in us. And now, Father, as a church body, as a congregation, we do have some of our people in need of your powerful healing hand. Helen Menick, Mildred Plica, Romulo Noriel, Elizabeth Nash, Betty Cianello, Ann Peretto, Camille McCormack, and now Lord Nobuko Dispan, who by your blessings will be out of the hospital today. We ask for your blessings upon our missionaries across the world, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Benalmadena, Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Bendaño in Guatemala, Martha Poretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose Nayan Avila as they try to restructure a new mission board, the Informed Choice in Morgan Hill, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Fred and Carol Lewis in Portland, Oregon, Daniel Lacey and Rod Ray's ministry. And yesterday, Father, I visited the Pereiras, and I learned that Maruja Rabines, the wife of our former missionary who is now in your presence, have the surgery. And she is in tentative recovery for 6 months, and then another surgery is scheduled. And we pray for your blessings upon Maruja. Our Heavenly Father, our King of love, seek and find us as we are, not as we pretend. Be patient with us and teach us how to wait. May the echoes of your celebration reverberate in our midst this hour, transforming our worship service in a joyful service to your name. Gentle Shepherd, King of love, bless the offering and bless the giver. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Deuteronomy? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 223. We will be reading Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by thy way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you and praise you that you have given us your written word in the Bible, which teaches us your wisdom, which is much different, Father, than the disastrous paths of the wisdom of the world. We see in Scripture the roles and conduct you have assigned to the members of the family, the fathers and the mothers and the children, functioning as a unit, teaching and learning about you and godliness. As we remember fathers today, help us to respond in ways that are pleasing to you, and join in committing to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In all things, the Lord Jesus Christ be praised. We pray for and thank you for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him again as he delivers the scriptural message by which we conduct our lives. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding, so that your words, the words of Scripture, guide us every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?